Recently, I've been reading a powerful book by Dr. Dan Boone called The Worship Plot, Finding Unity in Our Common Story. And it's really shaped my perspective. Dr. Dan Boone, who is the president of Tribeca Nazarene University, talks about a problem many of us have seen or experienced called the worship wars. Churches get divided over styles. Should we use drums or organs? Should we sing modern songs or traditional hymns? These arguments over performance can make us lose sight of what truly worship is all about. Dr. Boone argues that worship isn't about our personal taste or about our performance on the platform. Instead, he presents worship as a grand story we all step into together, a story that connects us to God and to one another. And to help us visualize this journey, Dr. Boone draws on a powerful ancient Christian symbol, the fish, or the ichthus. Early Christians used the fish as a sign of their faith and hope, and Dr. Boone invites us to see our worship journey as tracing this simple yet profound symbol, a single line beginning at the tail, flowing through the body, and returning to the tail once again. Each act of worship, he says, forms a part of this outline, shaping and framing our time together. So let's step into this word picture as we walk through the five acts in Dr. Boone's worship plot and see how this can change the way we plan and lead our worship service here at Kissimmee First Church. The first act is what he calls entrance, and it's like drawing the tail of the fish. This is where everything begins. It's more than just a welcome or a countdown. It's the starting point of our shared story, the place where we gather and recognize that we've entered the sacred flow of God's presence. The tail focuses our direction. It draws us onto the canvas and tells us we're about to be part of something bigger than ourselves. For our worship team at Kissimmee First, opening songs and prayers become this tail. They gather us and set us on course, inviting us to leave the distractions beyond and step purposefully into God's story. Songs like "Come, now is the time to worship," reflect this invitation. Or we might read a scripture like Psalm 104, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise," to help us cross that threshold together. From that entry point, the line curves and heads into the body of the fish, the largest part, representing the bad news and the good news together. First, the bad news. Dr. Boone teaches that we must acknowledge our brokenness and the reality of sin. In the body of the fish, there's room for honesty, humility, and confession. This is the part of the outline where we're most vulnerable, admitting together that we are in need of a Savior. For our worship planning, this could mean selecting prayers, readings, or songs that invite us to confession and remind us of our need for God. A song like, "Lord, I Need You," beautifully expresses our dependence. And reading a scripture such as Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," draws us into this moment of humility and truth. So as our line continues, we shift to the other side of the fish's body and discover the good news. Now we're celebrating what defines us as followers of Christ. God's gift of love in Jesus Christ, the grace that sets us free, and the hope that renews us. This is the core of our worship, the great center of our shared story. In the fish image, this is the broad, full part that gives the fish its strength and meaning. our music and scriptures and prayers during this section swim in the stream of Christ's redemption. A song like Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, lifts us up to the power of the salvation of Jesus Christ. And hearing John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, plants the gospel promise right at the center of our gathering. At Kissimmee First, this means making sure the gospel rings loud and clear, inviting everyone to rejoice in the victory of the cross and the new life it brings. Now, having moved through the central part of the fish, our line begins to curve back. The two arcs start to come together. This is the response of God's people. Here, as Dr. Boone describes it, worship leaves the realm of performance and becomes deeply participatory. The congregation is invited to actively respond in praise, in prayer, in offering, or a step of faith. This is also why we often receive an offering at this point in the service. It's a tangible way that we respond to God's grace and give back to Him from grateful hearts. In the fish, this may be the point where the outline narrows again, aiming us back to the tail. As worship team, we should ask, how do we open space for our community to bring themselves, their gifts, and their voices? This is where the story truly becomes a part of God's ongoing narrative. A classic hymn like I Surrender All invites us to lay everything before God. Or we might echo the words of the prophet Isaiah, Here I am, Lord, send me, offering ourselves in service and obedience. Finally, the line meets itself at the tail, and our journey comes back to where we began. But now we are changed. This is the blessing, the final act. Dr. Boone explains that worship does not end when the music stops. The tail, now a return, not just a starting point, sends us out into the world, equipped and empowered to carry God's story of hope. The blessing marks us with the purpose and unity. As the fish mark once did for the early church, here at Kissimmee First Church, this is the moment when we traditionally sing the chorus, the blessing, sending each other out with the assurance of God's favor and presence as we go. For us, the benediction isn't simply an end, but a launching pad that sends each of us into our week as a living witness to what we've just experienced together. A sending song like Go Light Our World can remind us of our calling, or it might speak the words of Jesus from Matthew 28:19, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, as our commission to shine His light wherever we go. When I think of our worship service in terms of ichthus, the fish drawn in faith by early followers of Jesus, I see how Dr. Boone's structure is more than just a five-act plan. It's a sacred pattern, a rhythm that moves us from gathering through confession and celebration into response and finally outward to serve. It brings shape, grace, and unity to all we do, no matter our style or our tradition. So my hope for us, as a worship team and as a church family, is that we trace this fish each week, beginning at the tail, flowing through every act and returning to send one another out. Let's lay down our preferences, step into this ancient symbol, and find unity in the common story we get to retell every single week. This is our plot. And it's a beautiful one, just as Dr. Boone so wisely suggests. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's go out this week and live the story, starting and ending always at the tale of grace.